been leftovers from the retreat from Moscow, and remove my coat. There's most of an engine block on the kitchen table. Whoever put it there for dissection had the good sense to spread a couple of copies of The Independent under it. A headline peeps out from under one oily corner. Amsterdam hotel gas blast kills four. Yeah, right. Depression crashes down on me like a black tide. I suddenly feel very ancient, old beyond my year's span in centuries. The kitchen sink is full of unwashed dishes. I turn on the hot tap and swirl it around in search of a mug that's more or less cleanable, then go rummage in my cupboard for some tea bags. A new crop of bills has sprouted in the fertile soil of the cork notice board. I'll have to read them sooner or later. Later will do. There's a small pile of letters with my name on them in the usual place. Half of them look to be junk mail, judging by the glossy envelopes. And there's no water in the kettle. I fill it, then sit down next to the engine block and wait for enlightenment to spring on me. I am, I realize, tired. Also depressed, lonely, and afraid. Until a couple of months ago, I never saw anyone die. For the past couple of nights, I haven't been able to dream about anything else. It's exhausting, physically and emotionally. One of the doctors said something about stress disorders, but I wasn't listening properly at the time. I wonder if the engine block belongs to Pinky or Brains. I've got a mind to give them a chewing out over it when they come home. It's antisocial as hell. What if someone wanted to eat lunch in here? The kettle boils, then clicks off. I sit in silence for a moment, feeling a chill in the air, then stand up to pour a mug of tea.
Make one for me, too.
I nearly scalded myself, but controlled the kettle in time. I didn't hear you come in.
That's okay.
She moves a chair behind me.
I didn't hear you come in, either. Been back long?
Back in the country? I'm rummaging in the sink for another mug as my mouth freewheels without human intervention, seemingly autonomous, as if it isn't a part of me. Only since this morning. I had to visit Alan in hospital first. Then I went in to work for a couple of hours. Been in meetings. They've kept me in meetings ever since.
Did they tell you not to talk about it? To anybody?
She asks. I detect a note of strain in her voice.
Not exactly.
I rinse the mug, drop a tea bag in it, pour on hot water, put it down and turn round to face her. Mo looks the way I feel. Hair askew, clothes slept in, eyes haunted.
I can talk to you about it if you like. You're cleared for this by default.
I drag another chair out from the table. She drops into it without asking.
Did they tell you what was going on?
She shakes her head.
Tethered goat.
She sounds faintly disgusted, but her face is a mask.
Is it over?
I sit down next to her. Yes, definitely and forever. It's not going to happen again. I can see her relaxing.
Is that what you wanted to hear?
She looks at me sharply.
As long as it's the truth.
It is. I look at the engine block gloomily.
Whose is this?
She sighs.
I think it belongs to Brains. He brought it home yesterday. I don't know where he got it from.
I'm going to have words with him.
Won't be necessary. He said he's going to take it away when he moves out.
What? I must look puzzled because she frowns.
I forgot. Pinky and Brains are moving out. By the end of the week. I only found out yesterday when I got back.
Oh, great. I glance at the collection of papers pinned like butterflies to the corkboard. There's nothing like a change of flatmates to induce feelings of fear and loathing over the phone bill. That's kind of short notice.
I think it's been brewing for some time,
she says quietly.
He said something about your attitude.
She trails off.
Hard to live with, so they're going to leave you to your cozy domesticity, unquote.
Her eyes sparkle for a moment, angry and hard.
No any sensitivity training camps with watchtowers and armed guards. I think he could do with an enforced vacation.
Him and my line manager both. At least my old manager. The mugs of tea have been brewing long enough. I fish the bags out and add milk.
Here. You didn't tell me what else you've been doing.
Doing?
She stares at me. I've been passed around in a pressurized plastic sack by a bunch of soldiers, poked and prodded by doctors, grilled by security officers, and packed off home like a naughty little girl. I haven't exactly done much doing, if you follow. In fact, she shakes her head in disgust. Forget it. I can't. I can't meet her eyes either. I'm staring at a cooling mug of tea, and all I can see are worms of pale light writhing slowly. I think this was important, Mo, to people other than us, people who will sleep better at night now. Why me? She's gritting her teeth. Platitudes won't work. Because you were there, I say tiredly. Because someone in your town was trying to carry out a petty act of terrorism and summoned up an ancient evil they couldn't control. Because you were close and were thinking the unthinkable on a regular professional basis. A mind is a dangerous thing to taste, and sometimes, only sometimes, things come out of the woodwork that like the flavor of our thoughts. This particular thing was relying on our stupidity, or on our failure to recognize what it was, and used you as bait to sucker us in. We thought we were using you as bait, but all the time it was playing us like a fish on a line. In the end, at least 5 people died because of that mistake, and another is in hospital right now and maybe isn't going to make it. Thanks. Her tone of voice is like granite. Whose mistake was it? Committee decision. I put my mug down and look at her. If we hadn't come after you, those other guys would still be alive. So I guess, from a purely utilitarian point of view, everyone in the laundry fucked up, all the way down the line, from start to finish. I shouldn't have come after you in Santa Cruz. End of story. Is that what you really think? She asks, wonderingly. I shake my head. Sometimes we make mistakes for all the right reasons. If Angleton had run this according to the book, by our wonderful ISO 9000 compliant recipe for intelligence operations in the occult sphere, you'd be dead, and the ice giant would still have come through. We'd all have been dead soon enough. Angleton broke the rules.